summertime and moving time for a lot of families. We're joined this morning by Scott Michael, president of the American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's summertime, like you said, and this is when movers get really busy.
Now, last month, May, was National Moving Month, but we decided we're going to have this interview today and talk about, like you just said, things get kind of busy in the summer months. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, what we're talking about today is how to avoid scams, and the best way to do that is to do your research and hire a professional mover.
Exactly. That's the best way to handle it, and we did designate May as National Moving Month to try and get people to plan ahead and start that process of doing their research, and research is important. You want to check out the companies that you're thinking about using. You can go to our moving.org website and get some good moving tips and a calendar of events leading up to your move, and also some sense of some good movers that you can take a look at. But it is really important to talk with people that have used the company and, you know, try and get some research about who you're dealing with, so you know who you're entrusting all of your possessions to.
Now, when I'm doing research, what should I look for in a reputable mover? What's a good sign that I've hired somebody that's going to do a good job?
So one of the most important things is they do need to be licensed, whether they're moving across town or across state lines. It depends upon what kind of license you need. If it's a long-distance move, that's a federal license. If it's a local move within the state, then you need to have a license from your state. So you want to make sure they have a license. You want to make sure that they have a good reputation with the Better Business Bureau or some other rating services like that. And, you know, we do recommend that you work with a local moving company that's in your community so that you can get a sense of what kind of company they are. You can make sure they have trucks that can do the job. You can talk with other people that have used their services and really know who you're dealing with.
And I guess on the other side of that coin, what are some signs, if I'm doing my research, that I've run into somebody I may want to avoid?
Sure. If they don't have a license or have bad ratings, those are certainly obvious things to look for. But if you really get a sense from them that they're not willing to come and talk with you in person, meet with you in person and look at the items that you have that need to be moved, if they're not giving you good straight answers to the questions that you're asking about the move, those are certainly bad signs. If they want to have a lot of money up front, that's certainly a warning sign that something may not be right here. Most legitimate movers are willing to take payment on delivery. And, you know, once you get to the move day, if they show up in an unmarked truck, that might be a concern that you're not dealing with a legitimate company. It does happen sometimes, especially in the busiest time of year, where even a professional mover needs to get some additional equipment. But just something to think about.
And now, obviously, if I'm moving across town, that the cost of that move is going to be much different than if I'm moving to another state. But just geographically speaking, are the rates pretty much the same across the country? I mean, obviously depending on the length of the move, but do movers in California, say, charge as much as movers in Michigan or Tennessee, or are there different rates geographically speaking?
I think the rates do vary based on the cost of labor. I think that's a key component these days with now that fuel's gone down to a more reasonable level. The labor is a key element of the cost of the move. You're really paying someone, some hardworking people to come into your home and do a lot of heavy lifting. And so in some communities, it's cheaper to hire folks than in other places. So that is going to be a difference in the cost factor. The amount of time it takes to do the move is a change, and you know, depends upon how much the cost is going to be involved, especially locally. Most of the local jobs are charged by the hour, so the more stuff you have, the longer it's going to take them to move things. And then, you know, the long-distance piece, again, the distance involved is a key factor, and along with the weight of the shipment. So it really depends on what you have, how far you're going, and then in the communities, you may have lower-cost cities than others because of the cost of doing business in that town.
And, of course, you know, there's going to be a moving agreement. You're going to want to get all the particulars in writing.
Absolutely. You definitely want to make sure that you have written documentation of what the cost of the services is going to be, what they're going to provide. Have them do an estimate of, you know, what the items are that are going to be moved so that you can see the inventory of the items involved. And you definitely get everything in writing. Make sure that you have it documented what to expect from the situation.
And another tip that you guys give, just generally speaking, take your valuables with you. If you've got smaller valuables, coins, jewelry, and things like that, maybe you want to keep those in the car as you move.
Yeah, it really depends on the circumstances of your move. But if you're driving your personal vehicle to the next to your next home, then anything that you can put in there that's truly valuable and irreplaceable items, your wedding photos, anything that really you can't put a value on, you want to try and take that with you, especially if it's small, like the jewelry, the coin collection, your passport, your phone, things like that. You don't want to trust to the movers if you can take it with you easily.
And Scott, what was the website again?
Sure. Our website is www.moving.org. And like I said, we've got a lot of great tips and information there for consumers to find out how to hire a professional mover. We have individual companies that we highlight on there that are called Pro Movers that we have screened and certified so that you can do some checking by zip code or other searches to try and find ones in your area who can help you with your moving needs.
And while it's okay to comparison shop, obviously if you're moving, cheaper isn't always better.
That's certainly the case. We had a story a couple weeks ago that we heard about a woman down in Atlanta who went on Craigslist and just hired some cheap people to come and move her stuff. And they showed up, and it turned out that they had stolen a U-Haul, and that's all they were doing was took everything that she owned and drove off with it, and they found the abandoned U-Haul later. But she lost everything because she hired people without knowing who she was dealing with and really was trying to find the cheapest offer or the cheapest option out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in moving and just in life in general. So that's a lesson that's really hard to learn sometimes.
Moving.org is the website. Find out more, maybe even connect with a reputable mover. Scott Michael, president of the American Moving and Storage Association. Thanks for the information.
Thanks for your time today.